Blog Talk Radio. Today is Wednesday, May 3rd, 2017, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Wednesday to you phenomenal people. I am glad to have you tuning in today. I hope it's a good day in your neighborhood, wherever you are. And if you're doing life like the rest of us, you're probably having some good to great to pretty awesome days in your hood. I really do hope so. But you know what else on the flip side? But when you listen and you look around, there seems to be quite a bit of negativity going on in some high places and some low ones. Some of it's real and some of it's fact. Some of it's imagined and some of it's fake. How we see things is how we'll react to them. Sometimes we have really great attitudes that help us put things into perspective. And then sometimes it's possible to have a bad attitude that makes everything that you look out seem out of whack, gloomy and doomy, frightful and fearful and staggering and stymieing. Oh, my God, doesn't that sound awful? Well, master your mindset is all about doing life better, having a better life view of yourself, your world, your possibilities, and your overall perspectives. And you know what? Today, me and my radio BFF, the superstar RRR, TV host Cassandra McShepherd. Well, we are putting on our instinctive and intellectual, if you will, and intuitive hats to talk about, well, how we can attempt to change our bad attitudes into ways and means in our thinking that help give negativity a serious beat down. You can win against negativity if you really want to. Yes, you can. Welcome, Cassandra.
Silver, always a pleasure, always a pleasure. I was listening to your opening, and you said something so critical. You said how you think about it, and that really is the answer to everything, to good, bad, or whatever. It just answer, and I should say even before the answer, it's the information. Because a lot of times we need to have to have some information before we can even ask the right question.
Isn't that the truth? Well, you know, as I thought about this whole thing, and, you know, we ride the wave of positivity, and it was just amazing to me to sit and really give this some thought about how to take the direction of this conversation. As much as I know I live in that space where, you know, I always want to see the other side, the brighter side, but it was just very interesting, some of the things that came to me about why and how people really do view things that prevent them from seeing things on another level. A particular story came to me. One day I was walking downtown and at a stoplight, and when I crossed the street, I saw this woman, an older woman, walking with this cane, looking just terrified. And I thought, well, maybe she's lost or something. So I said to her, I said, "Ma'am, what's wrong?" And she said, "I'm afraid that dog is going to bite me." And I looked around and I said, "What dog? What dog?" And she said, "That dog," and she pointed. Well, this dog that she was referring to was probably three quarters of a way down the street from where she was standing, had passed her, and was one of those, it was huge, but he was a happy-go-lucky dog. You could see, you know, he was waving his tail. I could see that from a distance. Very happy dog. But this woman was standing there as terrified as she could be, that this dog was going to bite her. And I said, ma'am, that dog is not going to hurt you. You can keep going. He said, you're going to be fine. I promise. Just said something encouraging to her and kept going. Mm-hmm. But what that said to me is that some people would say that they are seeing life the way that they that it really is. And that isness in us is so inaccurate. You know, when I thought about this, I said, she thought that dog really was going to bite her. And how many people wake up thinking, well, this is the day the world is going to end, or there's going to be an earthquake, or a tornado may hit my house, or maybe I'm going to die. And it really, as I thought about it, I said, you know, we really do bombard ourselves with a type of thinking that is so unrealistic. And how does that even come about? And then the bigger question as I looked at this is, what do you really do when you've told yourself things that you believe are really true, but are probably 99.9999999999 just wrong or inaccurate? And all I could come up with is, if it were me dealing with thoughts at that level, somebody, I would really want somebody to say, shake me and say, you know what, you got to stop that. There's no just easy remedy to walk you through. It's something you just got to stop thinking. And I would really hope, you know, I have people like you and other people in my life who I know are paying attention to me.
They would say, girl, you're tripping. You need to, you know, you need to stop because you're just tripping. Wake up. You know, Silver, as I'm listening to you, I'm thinking quite a few things. But first of all, let's talk about what this whole thing is about, this thing that you were adamant about doing, these conversations about mastering one's mindset. The truth about the mind, and as I said earlier, oftentimes we need some information, or as you used to say, we need a new revelation to be able to ask a different question. As I have said before, and I have proved this out, my life proves this out, the answer is always yes. But what question are you asking? And so let's talk about that terrified little lady. Let's talk about how powerful not just her thinking but everybody's thinking is. That dog that probably hadn't even seen her yet wasn't paying her any attention. But with that energy that she was carrying, which is communicative, and Lord knows, and I don't have pets, but anybody that has certainly let you know that you are always in communication with them, they pick up signals. So she could have had the dog bite her to fulfill that fear that she was entertaining if you hadn't helped her release that fear. Law of Attraction says that what we focus on, we bring it to us. Hence, the answer is always yes. Truth is, though, that if we change our mind, because what we focus on, whatever it is, which is why a lot of us are reliving the same old thing. You gave some scenarios about the world ending and really horrific, really big things. But many of us face each day with the fear, stress, or misconception about what happened yesterday. Somebody at the office looked at me sideways, and what did that mean, and what did they say, or what are they going to say, and all of these things that just run rampant in an untrained mind before you even get to the bathroom. Somebody got to be crazy. And we don't even know that we're not always aware that we are entertaining these thoughts. Problem with entertaining a thought like that, a coworker was having their own situation. You looked, they didn't even see you, possibly looked at you, as you say, with the reckless eyeball or sideways or whatever. You assigned a meaning to that. Now you sideways pressed and stressed. You take that attitude to work with them, then to work the next day. And then there's this whole set of yes, circumstances, these whole things, because you are feeding into the energy of your fear slash you are creating the fulfilling prophecy. We have that kind of power. Thoughts are creative things. They really are. So if we don't change our attitudes, if we don't get ahead of ourselves, then the thing that you fear will happen, will always happen. And then you can be right. But I dare you to change your mind and think on something fabulous and tell that story. I dare you. Because the answer is yes. So-and-so's going to cut me off? Yeah, they are. Yeah, you can bet they are. But they didn't do it. You did it.
Well, that's really pretty much how it does shake out, too. And it's unfortunate that there is this great thing called self-fulfilling prophecy. You can bring a lot of bad things upon yourself. And, you know, I didn't mention this in the little story, but the dog had already passed the lady and was almost a block away. He wasn't coming in her direction any longer.
Right. Right.
Which is
right.
So it was all her seeing things the way they really aren't. And that's the thing that can often plague our thinking. We're seeing things the way they really aren't. And you just touched on the very next point that I have. As much as those negative thoughts seem to have power, so does your positive thought. So does your positive thought. And I remember I was really doing some soul searching as I was thinking this over. What was one of my greatest fears? And it was flying. I was absolutely terrified. The 3 or 4 weeks before I was ever supposed to go wherever I was going, my plane had already crashed and I had died and had my funeral. I was just terrified. Totally terrified. I know, right? And since I knew that I was not going to stop flying, I knew I had to come up with some way of overcoming that thinking that was, you know, had me so just stymied and fearful. It was really bad. I mean, I'd literally be shaking like a leaf trying to board. It was bad. So what I decided to do, because I knew all of the things they would say is like you're more likely to have an accident in a car and all of that other stuff, I thought, well, yeah, that's well and good, but it hasn't landed in my mind the way it needs to. So I had decided the next time I was taking a flight, I needed to talk to some people who did this day in and day out. So once my flight, I was on this particular flight, I said, I really need to talk to the people who are doing this. So I'm going to step in the back, and I did. I got up out of my seat, and I went to the back to talk to the flight attendants. And I said, could you guys just please answer a few questions for me? I want to know how this plane stays in the air. I want to understand why it doesn't bother you anything that seems to happen. And, you know, they gave me some very logical things about their training. They told me that the certain amount of speed, and if it were to not be at that speed, then, you know, definitely we're going to be in a bad situation. But my point in all of this, I really was able to overcome it. And every time I get on a flight now, I'm really almost surprised that I'm barely even thinking about anything but getting to where I'm going. But what kicked in for me, and what sometimes has to help us with our negative thinking, because most planes don't fall out of the sky. I mean, I needed some logical understanding. I needed some very logical understanding explained to me. And what something you mentioned a few minutes ago, I needed information that I could process. I needed some rationale that I could process. So sometimes, you know, I said earlier, sometimes you just got to stop that. But sometimes the strategy has to be that you got to get some more information that gives you an understanding, that helps you have a different perspective, more wisdom about it, education about it, or something that can combat. You know, we're talking about the real beat down on negative thinking, things that combat, you can say to yourself, that no longer makes sense. That no longer has any validity. That no longer is a true thing. And that is how you can get over some of the particular negative thinking. And again, it, you know, that sounds broad, but what you and I, Cassandra, are trying to do is help people understand that there it isn't just to stop that. Sometimes it will take something else that is a different process to help you get to the place where you need to be so you can wake up in the morning and see life in a more beautiful way.
Well, it's stopping it on an internal level. A person, if they were sitting side by side with you, if you had not gotten up and gone to seek out a new level of information and understanding for yourself, might have been able to talk you off the ledge for that flight. But the insidious thing about the beautiful, I should say, and insidious things about our mind, they are never at rest, ever. They're constantly roaming and conjuring based on the information that we have, which is why information is critical. So while if I were sitting next to you, I might have been able to talk you off the ledge for that flight, but because you went to get a deeper understanding, you no longer have that fear. Well, you might not love it, but you no longer have that kind of paralyzing fear that you may have had before. And that does apply to everything, because there is always, if you look, a different way of seeing everything, period. And then I know that people say, yes, but what about this, but what about that? I said, period. So, <yeah. laughs> that's it. That, or sure. Dot com. That, don't nothing come after dot com. That's it. That's all.
Well, you know, I do get it, and I don't mean to, you know, sound flippant about any of the things we laugh about we're talking about, because there are many fears that are truly paralyzing to people based on their perspectives. And I don't want to, you know, make it seem like, you know, you just don't need to be concerned about stuff or think about stuff. That's certainly not what we're meaning when we're talking about what we're talking about today, because there are things in our lives that will, of course, give us some kind of concern or, you know, alert us and maybe bring us momentary fear or hesitation in ways that make us think thoughts that are not beneficial to us. However, I do want to say this going into the next thing. As I was thinking, my life has had enough tragedy, struggles, terrible and terrifying stuff that if anybody was going to wake up in the morning with a jacked up attitude, it could be me. If I were a person that were going to make myself a victim instead of victorious, I could spend the next probably the rest of my life showing you points and complaints and different things that could have really jacked me for ever. Just say it's only exactly what we're talking about right now that has been the saving process, and that's mastering my mindset. Mastering my mindset. Now, I'm not talking about my spiritual life, my walk with God, my praying and all of that. But I wouldn't be able to do that if I didn't work with my mindset first. So, people, I want you to understand what I'm saying, because there are things that happen in life, not just things that I've experienced. A lot of us have experienced really tough, hard places. But in my mind, I know that, again, I can place some logic, some rationale, some spirituality over and around and under and through the things that occur in life and still come out on the other side with a view of what the rest of my life is going to be like, at least the part that's under my control. And my mindset is, it's under my control. I still don't know what's ahead. I can't tell. But I do know that as long as I can choose, and that's where I was going with this, choose very strategically what I think, who I'm with, what I expose myself to, I can, in most cases, and I'd say the majority, rise to another level in my thinking because I'm choosing to do that. I see as much going on in the world as anybody does. I see it. I see it. A lot of it is heart-wrenching when I see people starving and homeless and all of that. Some things I can help with, and then I have to accept there are certain things I can't change the world about, but there are others who are doing that. And so, again, choosing to have certain perspectives is one of the most helpful things I feel we can do to help ourselves. And that's where it's really got to come down to you helping you get up each day to be the most positive, the most progressive you can in your day. And it's not, I don't really take on my whole life, but I take on the day, hour by hour, or whatever.
You say that you don't know what's coming. What's coming will be, it can't help but be a result of your thinking. And so depending upon the nature of your thinking, I mean, as a man or woman thinketh, that is a creative force for the lives that we live, for the paths that we are walking. Is that all that's happening in the world? No, but it's what's happening in our world. Well, you don't get what you want, you get what you think about. You get the core of who you are and where your mind lingers longest. And so while none of us have, the wise among us wouldn't attempt to chart it out, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. But what you will experience will be the nature of your thoughts. Our thoughts rise up to meet us. You say there are horrific things that happen. Yeah, they are. I personally don't look at those things. Because for what? I do believe that there is a rhyme and reason, a rightness in the world. I shouldn't say I do believe this. For myself, I know this. And so, but I choose, however, as you're talking about, to think on specific things. And I don't want to hear the blow by blow of what's not working in anybody's situation. Because for what? Why would I entertain this? I don't want those realities rising up to meet me. And so when we say what we say, you said almost apologetically, and I say, it's time to grow up, people. You can nurse your limitations if you like. I mean, you can do that. You really do have the choice. And your life will constantly show you that, yes, you were right. Or we can put big girl draws on. Well, I always have my big girl draws on because I'm a big girl. But we can really choose to do a different thing. And that life will rise up to meet us also. And I know for myself, I will no longer meet people and linger with them in those places where things don't work. I don't really want to hear the details because I can't make it right for you. And what you're doing is nursing the limitation. You're nursing the fear or the have-not or the jacked-up situation or your batitude, which is going to guarantee that you're going to have more situations to confirm your rights. I want to hang out with people who understand the power of I'm feeling great even if my foot is dangling. But I feel great. That's the story, and I'm sticking to it. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm growing in my life. That's the path that I want to rise up to meet me. And I know that it does.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Well, you know what, sister? We are down to 5 minutes already, so I'm just going to spend a couple minutes reflecting.
All right.
It happens every time. I just want to reflect a little bit, and if you'd like to add something, you can. But we started out talking about, you know, how people will say they're seeing things the way they really are, and that's what causes them to think negatively. And I hope that what will happen is that you can just challenge yourself to stop that, especially if you're seeing things the way they really aren't. Sometimes we create perspectives that just work against us. And if you're going to do a beat down on that negative thinking, sometimes the best strategy is just to stop that. And then we talked about the power of the thoughts. Cassandra said that and just shows you the synergy with us doing this, because we don't talk before these shows. We just connect when the show happens. But I don't mean that we don't talk at all. We don't discuss the show content is what I'm meaning. But the synergy with it is just awesome. And I had that thing down too, about the power of our thinking. And just remember that choosing a positive thought can definitely overpower that negative thought. It may take a lot more time, a lot more time and a lot more practice, but do remember that that's the case. And also, if you can remember that you need to choose strategically, that particular thought that's going to be helpful to you, that's and who you're with and what you're doing and all of that. And I'll just give you, for instance, I love romance movies. I like comedy. I like good music that I can sing along to or dance to, and songs that I can understand the words to. But I look for those things in life that really reflect the kind of joy and happiness I want to experience on a daily basis. So use that, choose that, and very strategically move through your mind and what it is that you want to put in. And think of it as, you know, a type of packing. What do you want to put in there, and what do you want to stay, and what do you want to have to keep? So that kind of wraps it up for us today. And Cassandra, you can add anything you like. And if you do, also tell us where we can see you on a regular daily basis. And all that wonderful stuff that you're doing.
I would offer that people consider that we see things the way we really are, not the way that they are, the way that we are, because many people look at the same situation and see completely different things. And I offer that not as an indictment, but as an invitation to change your mind. I will always be where you need me to be, Silver, in these conversations, but I am also findable on the web, CassandraMcShepherd.com, because like I said, after that, there's nothing else to say, and stream live at Fox6Now.com, Monday through Friday, a Real Milwaukee, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. And thank you so much for... And so thank you so much for inviting me to master my mindset and grow with you today. I appreciate it.
Oh, and I appreciate you as well, for sure. Thank you very much for always making yourself available. I would not even want to do this show without your support and without your help and input. So do know that. And I hope you have an amazing day. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
Always.
And I want to thank all of you for tuning in today. I tell you, this is just one of my favorite things to do on Foxology, is to master your mindset. And Cassandra and I have been at it for quite some time. We used to actually be co-hosts on Land Radio. And so it's just a joy to always put our heads together again and come up with some fun things to talk about. I want you to tell your friends on social media about what I do here. You know, I'm always bringing you something good and positive, empowering, and sometimes entertaining, and sometimes it gets a little rough, but it's always some good stuff. So I'll look forward to talking to you next time. In the meantime, I hope you have the most amazing day. Be good, be blessed, be awesome.